If you are committed to God and he allows you or leads you into a dilemma, he wants you to watch him work.
Dr. Tony Evans says the Lord has more in mind than just changing your circumstances.
God just doesn't want to deliver you. He wants to change you as he prepares to deliver you.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Dr. Evans says we can be our own worst enemy when it comes to solving our dilemmas in life. So today, he'll talk about how we can learn to get out of the way so God can bring us deliverance and get credit for doing it. Let's join him.
Israel's greatest event comes out of a dilemma. They're being led out of Egypt to the promised land, and God is covering them by day with a cloud and illuminating them at night as he takes them to the Red Sea, today called the Gulf of Suez. Chapter 14, verse 10 says, "And as Pharaoh drew near, the sons of Israel looked, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they became frightened. So the sons of Israel cried out to the Lord, and they said to Moses, 'Is it because there were no graves in Egypt that you have taken us to die in the wilderness? Why have you dealt with us in this way to bring us out of Egypt? Is not this the word which we spoke to you in Egypt, saying, leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would be better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness.'" The God who led them was creating a situation to box them in. If you are committed to God and he allows you or leads you into a dilemma, he wants you to watch him work. He puts you in a dilemma that you can't fix because he doesn't want you to fix it. He puts you in a situation you can't change because he doesn't want you to change it. He's put you in a catch-22 that you can't get out of because he doesn't want you to get out of it. The reason you're in it is because he wants you to watch him. He wants you to see what he can do when you can't help. Because if some of us weren't put in that situation, we'd never see God. Because we're always trying to help. And so he creates dilemmas where there is no human out. Finally, he says in verse 14, "The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent." You see, when you're in a dilemma, you always feel like you got to tell somebody. And most of the folk you tell can't help you. They can't help you. Sometimes I know we're not looking for help. We're just looking for somebody to feel sorry with us. Well, they're in a dilemma. And he says, keep silent. Now, what does he mean by keep silent? Well, that takes us back up to what they were just doing, because we look and it says that they were complaining to Moses. And they said, why? Isn't that the question you have in the dilemma? Why me? Why now? Why this? Why? God is saying, shh. Don't talk. Your kids ever talk when you don't want them talking? But God says, when you're caught in a dilemma and you don't know how to get out of it, because God has given you no options to get out of it, now is not the time to run your mouth. He says, keep silent, number one, because you don't know what you're talking about, because you don't have an answer. That's why it's a dilemma. And by all means, don't start complaining. Let me tell you something about complaining when you're in a dilemma. Complaining when you're in a dilemma that God has allowed you to get in that you can't fix works against the solution. Why? Because you're working against faith. All through the Old Testament, Israel is complaining. They're fussing about don't have meat, don't have water, don't have this, not knowing God put them in that situation intentionally. God created a dilemma. They were in a dilemma, and at the same time, in God's will, he led them, he put them, he backed them up, he told Pharaoh, go after them. All of that was God. So guess what? You lost your job. You don't know how to make ends meet. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Guess what? But you love God, and you want to please God. Guess what? God wasn't surprised by the pink slip. I know it caught you by surprise, but it didn't catch God by surprise. So God is saying, fear not. God is saying, look at what I'm doing. Stand, hold your ground, and be quiet. According to the text, God shifted his position and moved from the front of Israel to the back of Israel. Now, why? Well, we're told he blocked Egypt from coming forward anymore. Then comes the good one, verse 21. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord swept the sea back by a strong east wind all night and turned the sea into dry land, so the waters were divided. That's that Cecil B. DeMille's verse. The Red Sea opens up. God will direct you. God will protect you. Then God will surprise you. This is an unexpected event. All they are walking to is drowning, as far as they can see. But they didn't know God was up to something. Verse 24 says, it came about in the morning, watch, that the Lord looked down on the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud and brought the army of the Egyptians into confusion. God looked down on them and said, be confused. And caused their chariot wheels to swerve and made them die with difficulty. So the Egyptians said, let us flee from Israel, for the Lord is fighting for them against the Egyptians. There are 2 million people crossing, 2 million Israelites crossing over the Red Sea on dry land. Now, I don't know about you, but I'd have thought twice about wading in the water. I'd have thought twice. Now, whoever made that wall of water go out can make it come back. So, Pharaoh, I love you, but I ain't crazy. And my mama didn't give birth to no fool. I'm not wading out in that water. The only problem is God confused their thinking. So logic was not the order of the day. He made them so mad, so determined, so irritated, aggravated, that they said, full steam ahead, go get them. They get out there, and guess what the text says? It says, and their wheels start swerving. Stuff getting stuck in the mud, stuff swerving all around. Stuff is being created by God. And they said, we better get out of here. So Moses, verse 26, stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its normal state. And the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea, so the waters may come back over the Egyptians, over their chariots, and over their horsemen. With the result in verse 29, thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Now, that had to be a sight. We told earlier how many horses, how many chariots were sent. The next day they looked up and their confusion was dead. The stuff that was scaring them was no longer even around to scare them anymore, because God had fought the battle. They were wondering, how are we going to fight the battle? God says, if I have you in a dilemma, it's because I don't want you fighting the battle. The reason I have you in the dilemma is I want you to see the salvation of the Lord. God uses dilemmas to disconnect us from our past. Egypt was their past. They grew up in Egypt. These people were born in Egypt. They raised their children in Egypt. So Egypt was all they knew. But God didn't want them in Egypt anymore. He wanted them to go to Canaan land. But in order to get them out, he had to create a crisis. If you're in a crisis, God doesn't want you where you used to be. We love the good old days. Some of us are hooked into the past. The good things in the past, the bad things in the past, and we are locked into the Egypt of our lives. God is creating a dilemma because he wants to cut you off from that past. Because he has something better in your future. Canaan is always better than Egypt, but because you haven't been there yet, you don't know it yet. He wants to eclipse you from your past. Why? Because according to chapter 14, verse 5, when the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his servants had a great change of heart toward the people, and they said, "What is this thing we've done that we let Israel go, watch this, from serving us?" You say, well, I don't think they wanted to serve him. Look at verse 11. Verse 11, end of the verse says, "Why have you dealt with this way, bringing us out of Egypt? Leave us alone, we told you, that we may serve the Egyptians." They still had slavery in their hearts. They were slaves to the past. Some of us are slaves to yesterday. Slaves to how we were raised. Slaves to the pain of our youth. And we are caught and we don't know how to break away from it. God says, okay, I'll help you. I'm going to create a dilemma. But if you don't want the dilemma, you'll always return to Egypt. And guess what? You'll continue being a slave. So God has a designer dilemma for you. A dilemma with your name on it to extract you from the past. Secondly, when you are in a dilemma, the only way to look is up. When you're in a dilemma, you look that way, no answer. This way, no answer. This way, no answer. That way, no answer. Well, there is another direction. Up, because that's the only space God has given you to look. So why are we not looking there? The only way you can look in a dilemma is up. So look up. Thirdly, for God to give you the deliverance, he must get from you the surrender. Watch this now. In a dilemma, human solutions eclipse supernatural ones. You didn't hear that. If you're in a real show enough dilemma, your human solutions will stop God's divine solutions. Because if he uses any part of your solutions, you can take part of the credit. And in a dilemma, he doesn't want you to have one iota of thing you can talk about yourself. He wants you to see the salvation of the Lord. So if you keep coming with this human stuff, when he's got you in a divine dilemma, you are eclipsing his supernatural work.
More from Dr. Evans about how we can get out of God's way when he comes back in a moment with more of this lesson from his current series, Messages of Hope. It'll help you rediscover how deep God's love really is. And for a short time longer, we'll send it to you as our thank you gift when you make any contribution to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. You'll get all 6 lessons in this inspiring set, along with bonus material we haven't had time to bring you on the air. So contact us today, make whatever donation God is leading you to make, and we'll send you the Messages of Hope CD collection. You can make all the arrangements online at tonyevans.org. Or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our team members help you. I'll repeat our contact information for you after part 2 of today's lesson, coming up right after this.
They say it takes one to know one. That's especially true for me. I'm a pastor's wife. We have opportunities, challenges, hopes, and hurts that only another pastor's wife can really understand. You can say we're in the same boat. Well, it's time to give that phrase a whole new meaning by joining Lois Evans on a fabulous 7-day cruise coming up in February. We'll stop in Jamaica, the Bahamas, the Cayman Islands, and Cozumel, Mexico. But don't just come for the sights. Come for the sisterhood as we share an adventure with new friends who really understand who we are and what we do. We'll hear great speakers like Crystal Evans Hurst, Debbie Titus, Gloria Morrow, Meredith Shepherd, Priscilla Shire, and Rhoda Gonzalez. We'll worship with Carolyn Traylor. Then we'll come back refreshed, empowered, and inspired. Husbands are welcome too, but the sessions are just for us ladies. Don't miss it. February 22nd through 29th. Get the details and make your reservations now at TonyEvans.org.
Dilemmas are resolved at the Lord's command and not until. God decides when the dilemma is resolved, not you. Now that can be frustrating because God's clock and my clock are not the same clock. In my bedroom, I have alarm on my side of the bed. My wife has an alarm on her side of the bed. On Sunday morning, my alarm goes off and her alarm is set up for 30 minutes later because I got to come over earlier. When my alarm goes off, she does not jump out of bed. She's still asleep because my alarm is for me. Her alarm is for her. I have gotten up maybe on my own a few minutes before the alarm went off. I may be in the restroom taking a shower. The alarm goes off and it's going off. If it's buzzing when I go in, it's buzzing when I come out. She does not leave her warm spot to come to the other side to turn off my alarm, because my alarm is for me. God does not listen to your alarm to determine when he gets up. God gets up when his clock goes off. It's according to his timing. That's frustrating. That can be irritating. But getting mad don't change a thing. So you got to keep silent. You got to surrender and you got to say, okay, Lord, your will, your time, not mine. But I can give you one suggestion why it may be taking a little bit of time. You see, when you come to Red Sea, you stand at the Red Sea saying, okay, God, I don't see nothing opening up over here. You are concerned about crossing the Red Sea. That's your concern. God is concerned about coming to the Red Sea. Let me put it another way. God just doesn't want to give you a miracle. Watch this now. He wants you to be the miracle. God just doesn't want to deliver you. He wants to change you as he prepares to deliver you. Everybody wants to be delivered. Nobody wants to be changed. But if he delivers the old you, then when you get on the other side of the river, he got the old mess too. He wants to change you, develop you, grow you, so that there's a new you crossing over through a new miracle. And finally, the reason God handles it this way in a dilemma is because God alone wants the applause when the deliverance has been gained. Verse 31, and when Israel saw the great power which the Lord had used against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and they believed in the Lord and his servant Moses. It says, when they saw what God did, oh my goodness. In fact, chapter 15 is a worship service. It's called the Song of Moses. They go ballistic in their praise. Moses' sister Miriam gets all the ladies together. They go over and have a women's praise meeting. It says, and they dance before the Lord. Because when you see your Red Sea open, you don't care who watching. When you see your Red Sea open, you don't care who looking. You just go get your praise on. Because you knew if it wasn't for the Lord, you would be drowned too. You are in a catch 22. You're in a dilemma. Stand still and watch the salvation of the Lord. If a terrorist takes over a plane, they have now situated it So that within 2 minutes from any airport in America, fighter jets will be scrambled to that plane. If it is determined that that plane is going to jeopardize human life on a larger scale, like the scale we just saw, a decision will have to be made to shoot down the plane. Now, that's a dilemma. Do we shoot down the plane? Or do we let it go hoping that some other course of events, because either way is a no-win situation. If I shoot down the plane, I'm killing innocent American citizens. If I don't shoot down the plane and they run into a building, I could be killing many more innocent American citizens. It is the proverbial catch-22. So picture yourself. You're a pilot. You've been scrambled. You jump in your F-16, already equipped, and in a couple of minutes, you're flying alongside the plane. What do you do? Do you shoot down the plane? Or do you let the plane go because it might destroy so much more? The one flying the plane doesn't decide what we do. He's just there to follow orders. In the big house, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, executive office, the president of the United States, the one who sits in charge, will make the decision about the course of action to take when our pilots are faced, God forbid, with that dilemma. Some of you are leaving here flying your own plane. And Satan has hijacked your situation. He has put you in a catch-22, and you don't know whether to go here, because if you do it over here, it's a mess. And you don't know whether to go there. If you do it over there, it's a mess. Everywhere looks like a mess, and your life has been hijacked. And you don't know what to do. But I want you to take it easy in the cockpit, because it's not your decision. God, who sits up in heaven, will tell you at the proper time what decision to make. You just keep on flying. You just keep on moving until heaven makes the decision. Because when heaven makes the decision, all the conditions will have been taken into consideration. And whatever decision heaven makes will be the best decision for you. It's not your choice. You see what the Lord has to say about the dilemma that you face.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking about how important it is for us to get out of the pilot seat of our lives in a message he calls How to Solve a Dilemma. It's just a part of our current series, a 6-lesson collection called Messages of Hope, which includes some bonus material we won't have time to present on the air this time around. As I mentioned earlier, time is running out on your chance to get this powerful 6-part series as our gift. Just visit TonyEvans.org, make any donation toward Tony's ministry, and we'll send it to you as a way of expressing our thanks. Remember, this special offer ends in just a few days, so don't miss out. Call our 24-hour resource center at 1-800-800-3222 or make the arrangements online at TonyEvans.org. When you do, take a moment to click on the link that says Jesus. There, you'll get a clear picture of who God is, how much He loves us, and how the light of His love can drive all the darkness out of your life. Tony will talk about how the Lord's death on the cross paid the price for everything you and I have ever done wrong and made it possible for us to have a real personal relationship with God, starting now and continuing through eternity. The Bible says there's no other way to make this happen. So visit TonyEvans.org today to find out more. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. When life gets thorny, many times our only instinct is to try to get things back to normal. But tomorrow, Dr. Evans explains God just might have something bigger in mind. I hope you'll be with us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.